It is 8 minutes after 10 o'clock at KDOM and time for Kaleidoscope. Today we get to talk with Mountain Lake EDA Director Rod Hamilton. Rod, you are a busy, busy guy. We appreciate you taking time out and talking with us. Uh-oh, I am not hearing you. I think we're having...
I just got out. I'm actually sitting in my vehicle, Steve, in Mankato, outside of their Civic Center. I'm attending a housing summit here in Mankato today. So you caught me. I'm in my vehicle, and I'm ready to discuss whatever topics you'd like to talk about.
Well, let's start by the summit that you're at today, and then you were at another one last week, was it? So you're just going all over. What are you learning? What are you bringing back?
You know, I tell you, the last week's summit, it was actually Minnesota Housing that reached out to me asking if I would serve on a panel to talk about how we were able to put that deal together to build the 12-unit apartment complex in Mountain Lake. Because it was a pretty unique process, and they wanted me to share, you know, our experiences and what worked well, what didn't work well, and you know, that project was a long process. We have what's called a 5-year rule in the state of Minnesota when it comes to TIF districts, the tax increment financing districts. Well, I had to go and ask for a second extension, so that 5-year rule turned into a 13-year rule, and the Senate Tax Chair Ann Rest, she goes, you know, this is a record that nobody else should break. This is not a good thing. She laughed. Not a good thing. But you know, that was how persistent the community of Mountain Lake was in order to get that that corner lot developed. And I actually carried the first extension when I was still in the legislature, and then I went back and asked for the second extension, and that's where I got reprimanded a little bit by the tax chair, and I said, I know it, we're the little engine that could, and we're going to get this developed, and we are, and it's been great. So I shared that process with them. I shared how we were able to secure over $2 million from Minnesota Housing, and that's in the form of a grant, or not a grant, but a forgivable loan. So technically it's a grant, just you got to call it something different. And so it's a forgivable loan, and that project is going to be built. It's they put the developers put a fence up around it so no one would get hurt during the construction phase, and the concrete crews will be available here in, I believe it's 2 weeks. So that's what they're waiting on right now. The concrete crew took a job before this one, and as soon as they're done with that, then they'll come over. So you'll see dirt moving here again shortly. We put in the sewer, the water, they stubbed all that in. And so you're going to start seeing a 3-story apartment building going up, which is pretty exciting. And then to further on your question, in Mankato today, it's something very similar, but instead of being a guest speaker, I'm actually going as an attendee. I just want to learn more about housing, what's available out there. There's different, like, equity firms that invest in various housing projects and whatever. I want to talk to them because Mountain Lake, it was great. This is a group effort also, whether it's with the mayor, city council, the city administrator, everybody working together. Mountain Lake requested some dollars from the Capital Investment Committee or the bonding bill. And we were successful. We are actually, as a community, receiving $3 million of direct appropriations. $1 million of that is going towards lead pipe removal and replacement in any homes that have lead pipes in Mountain Lake. The other $2 million is going towards developing, we call it Lakeview Estates Phase 2. And so it's putting in the public infrastructure so that we can expand that new housing development we have out by the lake. So that's why I'm here. I want to understand because I want to keep the housing moving. I want, whether it's single family, multifamily, senior housing, we're exploring all options because we're going to continue growing Mountain Lake.
Well, You know, one of the things that you've talked about in the past, too, is that you're the starting point. And we focus on that when it comes to new businesses and startup businesses. But the resource that you have become and are learning to expand that base knowledge that you have, whether it's infrastructure or whether it's starting a new business, there's so many programs and funding that's out there if you know where to get it. And that's where the EDA office really shines.
You're spot on. I tell you, you're spot on. And I always joke. I say, I don't know much, but I know a lot of people. And so it's about the connections, right? And so it's going to those people that are the experts in the field. And that's what I said when I was doing my presentation. I said, I'm not the expert, but you know what? The expert is sitting right next to me here today. And there may be one out in the audience that is sitting next to you. Otherwise, they're just a phone call away. And so what our focus is in Mountain Lake, and this is what the EDA board is saying, and myself as well, is we're going to capitalize on everything that's out there. We're going to bring as much money to the community from outside the community when it comes to, the example I just gave for housing, whether it's putting in public infrastructure, whether it's utilizing Southwest Initiative Foundation or Southwest Regional Development and the funds that they have available. So that young entrepreneurs that are trying to get started or to lower construction costs or whatever it may be, we are capturing those dollars outside of Mountain Lake, bringing them to Mountain Lake so that we can all prosper. And so this is precisely what we're doing. And I'm having a blast, Steve. I don't know if you can hear that.
You can tell you like what you do.
Well, this has been fun, and I keep telling people, I said, I missed my calling. I should have been doing this years ago. I'm not a blast. But you know what? It is so rewarding when you're able to help a young entrepreneur develop their dreams. And, you know, I'm working with, a young person. They're the same age as my children, so, you know, they're probably late 20s, early 30s. We're helping them put financing together and everything so that he can build and grow his business. I just last week had two young people from another community. They are actually in the restaurant business, and they do other things as well, but they're entrepreneurs, and they want to locate. They have an idea. They drove past Mountain Lake. They saw our commercial park, and they swung in, and next thing I know, we're meeting, and now I'm helping them grow in Mountain Lake. So I'm not going to give you all the details yet. That's a little teaser, but they have absolutely committed to building something in our commercial park and being part of our community. And it's stuff like that, Steve, that I just thrive on. I love doing that, helping people out so that they can chase their dreams.
And every time a new addition comes to town, it just snowballs a little bit more.
You know what? You're absolutely right. It just feeds off of each other. And that's what's cool about Mountain Lake in general. I mean, whether you're working with the EDA or the city council, our mayor's the biggest cheerleader of the community, right? And so everybody just feeds off of that. And you drive through Mountain Lake right now, you'll see different things that are flagged for construction, or we've got fiber going into the community right now. You see three different projects that are being built, and we got a fourth one that's getting staked. It's just fun. It all feeds off of each other, and you know, that's what it's all about. And I'm going to stress also, not everything works, and so there's sometimes we'll do everything we can to help them through tough times and stuff, but not everything works. And so I don't want people to be diminished by that. You know, let's refocus, regroup, and move forward. And that's what we do as a community, and it's just been very satisfying.
All right. Well, we're about out of time. We can't let you go without mentioning a little city celebration coming up, though.
Yeah, right. I'm going to give a shout out to my colleague Tabitha Garlop. she is a rock star when it comes to putting that thing together. And I know there's so many other people that she works directly with, but we have a great city celebration day coming up. Stay tuned. I'm pretty certain Tabitha will be talking to you about that, but it's fun. It's a little community. We have got so much going on over here with a carnival and a parade coming up. So stay tuned on that. Tabitha will give you all the details, and we'd love to see you in Mountain Lake.
Definitely. And then, of course, powwow coming up. So next week, things get rolling.
I know. Yeah,
time's flying.
What's that?
I said time is really flying this year.
I know it. It is. So, and before I go, I just, once again, I like doing this. Thank you and your team for everything that you do for us. We love to be able to get our information out there to the area. And so thank you so much, Steve, for the opportunity to talk to you and tell your team I say thanks as well.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you taking time out. Here you are at a seminar taking time out to talk to us. So we appreciate you doing that, too.
All right, my friend. Well, we'll talk to you soon, all right?
That works. All right. That is Rod Hamilton, the EDA director for the city of Mountain Lake. And that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.